What is the threat there? Who are you seeing there? Is it drugs? Is it for, you know, to embed as a terrorist?
And so I think it's a little bit of everything, right? I mean, that border security is absolutely national security, right? When you have predominantly military-age adult males from communist countries coming into your country, there's a significant concern there. Fentanyl, we see a lot of fentanyl coming in from Canada, and we know how deadly fentanyl is. Our biggest goal right now is focusing on situational awareness, being able to see and detect anything that crosses into this border between a port of entry, and then being able to respond to that. And so we're investing very heavily on the northern border, because we know that why would you start trying to come to the southern border when you have this vast opening, expansive areas on the northern border. So we're investing very heavily in that. Also with our AMO, Air and Marine Office technology, working on persistent surveillance with high-flying drones that can keep a 24/7 surveillance on the border. First and foremost, you got to see it, detect it, know it's there, and then be able to respond to it. And so we're making sure that we can do that. We have the situational awareness and to be able to respond to that threat.
Yeah, and I've been up there. I mean, you don't know if you're in North Dakota, Minnesota, or Canada, literally. Out on the water, same thing. You know, you have no idea when you cross. So I would assume that's all about digital assets and drones and sensors and whatnot. Do you have enough hardware? Do you have enough of those resources now, or is that part of the plus up from the recently passed legislation?
So we don't have enough right now, but we're getting there. With the support of the president, support from Secretary Noem, and the funding we got from Congress and the big, beautiful bill, we're going to be able to get to 100% situational awareness on the northern border, the southern border, and the coastal, and we're going to get there fast.
And last thing I'll ask you about that is, I mean, the agents, you touched on this earlier, but we heard during the Biden administration the one thing that they were trying to supposedly look as though they were worried about this, but they would peel off assets from the northern border to the southern border. So, again, I know you can't do it overnight, but is there short staffing at the northern border still today?
So the U.S. Border Patrol is understaffed everywhere we're at, but what we're not doing is robbing Peter to pay Paul. And so what we're doing is we're making sure that we're making up for the lack of staffing with technology, but we're continuing to build that staffing back up. It doesn't matter what we see if we don't have the troops on the ground that can actually make the interdiction and put those handcuffs on them. And so shoring up our losses on the northern border are very important to us. And a good portion of the additional agents we receive funding for in the Big Beautiful Bill are going to be sent to the northern border.